Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
If the government created a five-year plan to say, we're weaning you off welfare, they do with drug addicts, right? We're going to wean you off drugs.
Right.
If you did that to people and you told them, hey, after year one, your welfare is cut by 20%. Year two, 40%, 60%. You watch how fast people on welfare will get off the couch and nothing will be wrong with them and they'll go to work.
Welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. This is not Glenn Wiggle, Mike Sbarazza in studio. For those of you watching on the live line, I guess, what is it, YouTube? I don't even know, Rumble. We're on all these different networks. But Glenn will be back next week. Glenn feeling a little bit under the weather, not COVID, just stuffly nose and boogery nose and all that stuff. So
can't be on camera with that.
Yeah, he'll be back next week. He was going to push it. He said he did a bunch of Advil last night and all kinds of cold medicine, but we're giving him the week off. So place where money meets politics. You know, we have a ton of fun with this show. We do manage money for a living. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the markets. Mike Sbarazza, home and auto expert. So give him 14 minutes. Let him shop over 25 companies to save you money. It is that season when it comes to the good stuff, right? The old cars, the boats, the RVs.
Jet skis, ATVs, all that fun stuff.
That's right. So I literally just got this text message. It's funny. It's from one of our main attorney, Todd Aldinger. Todd, a great guy. We're helped us with the mask lawsuits, helping us sue Gail Burstein and Mark Poland cars. And that's still underway, by the way, folks. We'll keep you updated on that. But we're supposed to go to court pretty soon here. This is from a contractor. I just learned of this stupid program today. As a builder and a buyer of many gallons of paint each year, I'm really pissed. As of May 1st, New York State is charging 95 cents for every gallon of paint you buy. It doesn't matter if you're a contractor, builder, or a weekend warrior. He basically goes on to say, this state sucks, and I will be leaving soon. 95 cents for every gallon. That's a big deal. You know, these Democrat dirtbags, they just can't stop. They're like heroin addicts when it comes to stealing your money. And they're scummy about it, too. Like, okay, we'll just throw it in the hey, you know what we're going to do? Temporarily, we're going to lower the gas tax to save you money at the pump. And then we're going to screw you in the form of paint.
And what's amazing, too, is they act as if, like, you're not going to find out.
Yeah. But like, most of the time, though, in this state, these people are just, okay, 95 cents. Like,
and we said before we got on the air, I mean, if you're painting a whole house, a new build,
huge.
That is a lot of money. That's huge. You know, it's not 5 gallons to paint a house, right? It's a ton of money to fix and repaint the house and do drywall. And not to mention all the goods to build or fix homes are through the roof on top of it, too.
That's right.
Drywall and whatnot.
Well, and it's not just the 95 cents, right? It's only 95 cents. Like, yeah, but what about the 8% sales tax? What about the 10% state tax at the end of the year after you made all your money, right? What about the 40% federal tax if you've actually been very successful at building your business, right? They just can't stop. They are disgusting. They show up Monday through Friday because they don't work weekends, and they really don't work. Their only job is to figure out how to steal money from you. That's it.
And again, don't forget about the 8.5 plus inflation too. Forget all that too. Right. And that's
A lot of this stuff. This is inflation, by the way, folks. When the paint goes up and you're bitching about it, thank a Democrat.
I had a buddy that worked for a local paint store, and during that whole when they decided they were going to go electric powered plants in Texas and all this other stuff, they couldn't get paint too. That was the other thing. Remember that you were trying to paint something in this building, whatever.
Yeah,
they couldn't get the paint. Like, they literally could not get paint. So not only can you not get paint, now you got 95 cents a can on paint on top of it. It's a really amazing thing.
Yeah, we did a podcast. I was a guest on your podcast with Stefan Mihailo. We were talking about supply chain issues yesterday.
Yep.
He's having trouble finding Similac for his child. I mean, this is like Venezuela. This is communism at its best, right? And so we're talking about supply chain issues. And, you know, so certainly you can't blame all the supply chain issues on the Biden administration. But what we can do is say, okay, what is America doing to fix it? And the answer is nothing. We have America that is run now by shitheads that literally are making the problem worse. There are 59 million. I want you to think about this. 59 million people on welfare in this country.
Yep.
59 million. That blows my mind. When I think about, wait a minute, we don't have anybody who can drive a truck. We don't have anybody that I can't find anybody to paint my walls or do my electric work. Then we've got 59 million people sitting at home.
And this baby formula thing is a problem, and it's not just a Western New York problem. There's people all over. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. Some of the videos of people in Tennessee and Florida. It's a problem because, like you said, supply and demand issue. But we just don't create our own stuff anymore either. I don't know about baby formula, but you look at some of these other things. We're going to China to get everything. We're going to Ukraine or Russia to get everything. We just refuse to do it here. And you said this on our podcast yesterday. It was a great point. You know, Trump tried to bring things back here. And what the Biden administration has done is outsourced it again.
That's right.
They've gotten rid of it again.
Yeah.
And that's a major problem when you're talking about shortages of things because we can't help ourselves.
Yep. Well, go back to the beginning of COVID, right? Oh, by the way, all the left-wing lunatics that are 8 jabs in are all getting COVID now, yep. Right? Hochul.
Yep.
I mean, you name it. They are, every single one of them are getting COVID. Now, thankfully, they got the shot because they're not going to die, which yep. is a bunch of bullshit because the COVID has mutated itself yep. to be a minor cold at this point. It has nothing to do with the shot. Yep. You interviewed Mike Caputo about Caputo, who was the head of communications for COVID and Trump,
yep.
said, I have no antibodies to it. He's got 4 shots.
Yep.
And he literally did the research to say, okay, am I protected from this? And the doctor said, no, Mike, absolutely zero.
Nope.
Nah, zero.
Zero antibodies. And he couldn't believe it. And he's like, I was one of the biggest proponents of the shot and getting vaccinated. And, you know, due to health history, he needed to get the vaccine is what he thought, right?
Apparently not.
And apparently not. And he was dumbfounded by that. And he said one of the biggest things that he's talked to with doctors and physicians is vitamin D.
Yeah.
Getting more sun, which is tough in Buffalo, New York, but getting more sun,
sure.
getting more vitamin D in your body, because that is what helps get some of these viruses out of your body or saves you from getting really sick.
They did zero of that. And it's funny. I predicted this 2 weeks in. Yeah. I said, here's why I think this is bullshit. It's because the government is telling you to do all this stuff. People are running to Wegmans, Tops, and Publix. And they're buying out toilet paper, they're buying out paper towels, but yet the vitamin aisle is just fine.
Yep.
Vitamin aisle is just fine. Look, I don't care who you are, where you are, a healthy, better lifestyle is going to help protect you from some of this stuff. They did none of that. They didn't care about any of that.
And I said this when we interviewed you on our podcast last night with Stefan. You and Glenn both said it, right? You will see the effects of this long term down the road. And here we are talking about baby formula shortages.
The way they handle COVID will be way, way more devastating. Yep. Kill way more people. The economy contracted at 1.4% last quarter. Every time we have a 1% pullback in GDP in the U.S., 7 million people starve globally.
Yep.
Starve globally. And by the way, they did nothing. Zero to stop the spread of COVID. Zero.
I mean, the fact that it took 2 years to talk about vitamin D or anything else as a therapeutic or whatnot. Do we talk about natural immunity still?
No.
Has anybody said anything about that still to this day?
4 jabs in, they're still getting COVID. You imagine if you had a rabies shot and you still got rabies?
Yeah.
You'd say, well, that was worthless. That didn't work, right? No, not with COVID.
Double down.
Not with COVID, lining you up for the next agenda. But going back to the supply chain issues, you know, we forget, folks, there was boats outside of some of our major ports, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York City, that couldn't unload themselves, right? And 59, I want you to think about 59 million people on welfare, and we had nobody to unload boats. Isn't that something? 59 million people sitting around collecting money from you going to work and you going to work and me going to work, but yet nobody could unload the boats. Now, what they could do is rob the boats, and they were very good at robbing the boats.
It's a form of work, right? It's a form of, they're working hard.
Yeah, well, now in San Francisco, I think you could rob up to $800 or $900 a day at one time. So if you're busted with less than that, you're fine. So you can go rob the boat of $899, go back home, sleep a little bit. You know, and then go back, maybe rob a little more later on.
And how many, I mean, I know I've talked to a lot of insurance agency owners in this area. We've talked to restaurant owners. How many businesses had to close because they couldn't staff their business too with all these people sitting at home?
Oh.
Forget the COVID part and getting shut down. But I've had numerous conversations with insurance agents in the area saying, we're looking to sell because we just can't hire anybody.
Right.
We can't hire anybody. And if there's 59 million people not working, how is that possible?
Yeah. No, I had a conversation with somebody, the business owner who owns a driving instructor school, for years. A business did exceptionally well because he could hire a number of drivers, especially in that business. I guess it was retired drivers. You get some people who come back part-time, but a lot of full-time people.
easier job, right? You're teaching, honestly, easy, but you know, you're teaching people how to drive. It was relatively stressless. You're taking them out to a parking lot, driving them around town, right? Stop for some coffee on the way. Can't hire people. So his business is down 50%. Now he's 80 years old, wants to retire, but he was thinking, okay, I'm going to get some kind of evaluation for this thing. It's been a very successful business, cut in half. Nobody wants to buy it. Unfortunately, nobody wants to buy it because they can't hire. The same problem he's having. Who wants to walk into that mess, right?
No. So, and for anybody that's ran a business, if you have one staff member out for the day or two staff members out for the day, it throws you for a loop, right? It's just craziness because you're trying to juggle multiple things. And for small businesses to not have people to employ, it's a real problem. It's a real problem. And I think what's so sad for me is we talk about this stuff all the time, but when does it end? Like, when do we get that pride back, that sense of like self-worth back to say, get back to work, provide for your family, pay your taxes, whatever.
It's got to be forced. You know, to that point, we were talking yesterday about Florida, and Florida has a very limited amount of resources dedicated towards welfare.
Yeah.
$1,200 a month is the max. You got to get drug tested. Wow, that's
holy smokes.
Novel idea, right? And it only lasts for a certain amount of time. So you can't go on it forever like you can in New York State, right? But if you look at what's happening in Florida, you have very motivated people that are now moving to Florida, people that are sick and tired of the government, sick and tired of paying their more than fair share, right? Yep. And, you know, there's ghettos everywhere across the country. It doesn't matter what state you're in or what city you're in, you're going to find these ghettos. What's now starting to happen in Florida is they're getting squeezed out, right?
Yep.
Because, you know, okay, wait a minute, you could tell me that I could get $500 a week from some crack addict who's on, you know, maybe a little bit of government support, or I can now get $2,000 a month from somebody who's going to take care of it, right? And so you're starting to see those areas become less and less. And to your point, you know, do they have struggles of hiring down in Florida? Yes, they do. Are they anywhere close to where they are in the state of New York? And the answer is no. In fact, you see a lot less help wanted signs in the state of Florida. And our business owner clients that I talk to down there, they tell me, Mike, we're hiring because of the growth. We're not hiring because we're in desperate need of getting back to where we were pre-COVID. We have now 20% more flow into our restaurants. We need 20% more people.
And I've said this a lot recently. If the government created a 5-year plan to say, we're weaning you off welfare, like they do with drug addicts, right? We're going to wean you off drugs.
Right.
If you did that to people and you told them, hey, after year one, your welfare is cut by 20%. Year two, 40%, 60%. You watch how fast people on welfare will get off the couch and nothing will be wrong with them and they'll go to work.
It'll be year five, though. I think that's you're a lot more generous than me. I would be 12 months.
That's fine too.
I think at 12 months at this point, if you can't figure out something, you need to be, and I hate this, you got to be for, and for them, right? I mean, you're talking about all kinds of mental illness and all kinds of less self-esteem. You're out there doing absolutely nothing with your life, nothing productive. You know, we have a shortage of truckers in this country, a major shortage of truckers. Some of these trucking companies are paying $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year, six figures to drive a truck, right? 59 million people. None of them can get their CDL license and drive a truck.
Yeah. And again, I think I've said this before too. This type of thing where you sit on your couch and do nothing all day, that creates mental illness, by the way, to sit there and not be productive and not stimulate your brain.
Yep.
That's going to make things worse mentally for you long term because you're playing video games, you're eating crappy food probably, you're not paying attention to anything, you're not stimulating your brain. Of course you're going to go crazy sitting at home.
Yep.
And we wonder why nobody gets off the couch after because they don't know how to get their brain stimulated after 2 years sitting on the couch.
No, that's right. By the way, this segment brought to you by TFG Home and Auto. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money. It's so easy. A liberal could do it. Although I'm listening to Joe now, and I'm not sure Joe could figure that out, that shopping 25 companies could save you money. He is in a really, really bad state. I got to show you this last video. I show it to you. You probably brought it up to me. Wait till you listen to this. This guy has—he really has no clue where he is.
We're going to accommodate them.
Listen,
we're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy. Kleptocracy and the guys who are the kleptocracies. But these are bad guys.
Bad guys.
This legislative package strengthens our law enforcement capabilities to seize property linked to Russia's kleptocracy.
can you go
first
back,
of all, first of all, if you don't know the word, stop. Just yachts. Make something else.
If you go back to the beginning, too, he says we're going to accommodate them.
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracy.
The guys are the kleptocracy.
But these are
you know
bad
what?
Guys.
Here's what people this say. I feel bad for them.
With our law enforcement.
I'm sorry. I feel bad for them. Look at you know what? I feel, this is the United States of America. It's the greatest country on the face of the planet. It's the only country that gave people the most amount or number one in going from the lowest tax ring from the highest tax ring. We do know. After years and years of research, that it wasn't free government handouts that did that. It was free market capitalism, freedom, freedom, not just guaranteeing somebody, oh, you have the right to this or the right to that. You have the right to freedom. You have the right to try to build something up. Then those cultures that came here that did that, that worked hard, the quickest amount of time from going to the lowest tax ring to the highest tax ring. Unfortunately, the nut job left wing mob, and we'll play a clip here from Ted Cruz. But I mean, they have gone from so far away from the foundation of what made America great, that opportunity, the reason people floated here in shark infested water. It was never for, I hope I can get some free government handouts. They're floating away from that. They're floating away from, we're going to take your business and we're going to run things. They literally, we've had interview after interview, people float here and give up everything they have there, walk away from everything. Some of them have businesses. Tony Oliva and his family broke away from Cuba and they left everything there. They had a construction company, which is being dismantled by the government, but still had a lot of equipment, still at homes, said, you know what, we have to get away from this, and floated over in shark-infested water with nothing but the opportunity for freedom.
Mike Hayflick and I, a few months back, interviewed Desi Cuellar, who's running against AOC this year, and he had told us about his family. He's from Cuba and the struggles they went through to get here, and that's why he's running against AOC. He's like, you don't understand what it feels like to deal with what my grandparents did and my parents did, and now you come here, or not AOC, you run your platform on just giving things away for free.
Right.
He's like, you have no idea what it took my family to get what we have here, and that's what really made him run, and I appreciate that because it's total crap.
And AOC is getting wealthier and wealthier on the backs of these totally incompetent, economically challenged folks, right? She'll walk away with a few million dollars in her bank account. She'll be rich. All the people she's representing will be poorer and poorer and poorer.
And to go back to that video, too, with Biden, I mean, and I'm not trying to make a joke when I say this, but his PR team have to be on pins and needles anytime he gets in front of a mic.
Well, first of all, why would you throw a word like that at him?
Well, it's a good point. But you never know. Sometimes he goes off the script, and that's what's so funny about it. Like, he is your typical, you know, person that just doesn't have it up here because he'll start reading, then all of a sudden he's in a different topic. You're like, where'd you go, Joe?
Yeah, I hear people go, it's funny. It's good. It's not. I mean, this guy is in charge of, first of all, what's going on in Russia and Ukraine would never, ever, 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 ever have happened under Donald Trump. They would have never done that. They saw how disgusting the exit from Afghanistan was, Russia. They knew that we have a very weak, Alzheimer patient in the White House, and they knew that was their opportunity to take over. We're short 2 million barrels a day. That's what. So when I hear Joe Biden and these Democrats say, we're drilling for, we opened up the reserves. The reserves do nothing. You know what the reserves say to the futures markets that all this stuff trades on? It trades on exchanges. It says, you know what? That's just a temporary thing. The minute prices go back down even a little bit, we'll just stop the reserves, right? But under Donald Trump, we've been producing 2 million more barrels a day. When we had, and people forget, under Obama, we were at $4 and $5 a gallon. Donald Trump wins office. You know what he does? He brings these executives into the White House, spends a day with them, talking about, okay, what can we do to get fuel prices down? And for all you environmental wackos, first of all, I would challenge you to ask if you've ever planted an actual tree in your life. And the answer is no for 99.9% of you. But do you actually think that us begging for oil from countries that hate us, do you think that's environmentally friendly? You don't think that? You think they're going to follow all the OPEC rules? You people are delusional. We should be producing that oil here. $2 million a barrel per day is what we're short right now, just to get us back to where we were under Donald Trump. In situations like this, we should probably be 3 million barrels. We should be sending 1 million barrels overseas, 2 million barrels overseas. By the way, out of you 59 million people sitting at home, many of you could be working in the oil fields right now. Yep. If
or the trucks.
Or the trucks, yep. Right? Or shipping containers or all that stuff. You want to talk about getting your hands on inflation? The number one start to that is gas prices. As fuel prices go down, the rest of the prices will fall.
I guess to jump on this, do you think Joe makes it another 2.5 years? Because we still have people forget that. We still have 2.5 years. It feels like it's been a decade. We have 2.5 years to go here.
No, I do. I mean, look at what he's doing. The mainstream media just totally blind to this. They know he's got dementia. They know he's got issues. They don't care. Let's play a clip from Ted Cruz here, because I think he nails it on where the left is at this point.
Are the latest manifestation of just how extreme, just how radical the Democratic Party is getting. This Democratic Party today, Joe Biden has handed the agenda over to the socialists, and not just the socialists. This is now the Marxists. This is now the communists. Today's Democrat Party believes in violence. They believe in mob rule. They believe in intimidation. Just like Marxists and communists, they're willing to burn our institutions to the ground to get what they want. This leak from the court is fundamental.
Now, think about that. He's spot on. They literally burned down our major cities. Burned down our major cities. And MSNBC said, fiery but peaceful.
Yeah.
This is okay. This is all right. Don't worry about it. They don't care. They will do whatever they have to do. And I'll give them credit where credit's due, because that's where the spineless Republicans kill us. They want to compromise all the time. They'll get in November. We'll have 2 years. And by the way, let's say we get Trump back in office. Okay, well, now we've got some time to actually do some stuff, right? Yep. But dismantle some stuff. Do what they do. And I don't mean burn down anything or do anything harmful. I mean get rid of the Department of Education. Yep. Destroy it. Take it out. You know why? Let the Democrats try to rebuild it over the next 30 years. The Department of Energy, which is totally useless, get rid of it. Dismantle it. Bring it down to zero. 59 million people on welfare. Get rid of it. Yep. Dismantle it. Push it back to the states, right? I'm not saying you don't help people. 59 million people is outrageous. There is zero reason we've got that many people on welfare when companies are begging people to work.
I mean, it's just unacceptable. And again, these jobs we're talking about, Mike, are not, you don't need to be, and I'll say this for you and I, we're not rocket science, right? Yeah. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to go drive a truck. You don't need to be right. Like, I couldn't be an engineer. I don't have the brain for it, but there are plenty of people out there that are engineers. I could drive a truck, I think. Yeah. I'm not a trucker, but I could drive a truck. And if I was sitting on my ass, I'd want to drive a truck or do something.
Drove your car in money. Today, right? Right. Got your car here. Right. Many of these people have no problem driving their car up to get their welfare checks, to put their benefits card in the ATM at Tops every week to take out the check. No problem there. God forbid they figure out how to drive a truck, right? Disgusting. It really is disgusting as to where
we are.
Just
makes you angry.
Let's listen more here to Ted Cruz, because he nails it, right? Radical Marxist. These people are nuts. Burn it down. They'll do whatever they have to do. Destroy your family. Destroy your house. By the way, see Elon Musk the other day is hilarious. That tweet was, if I don't make it, if I die,
Something circumstances, it's not me.
Supreme Court of the United States, to the rule of law and to our Constitution. And none of these Democrats care. Joe Biden won't condemn it. The White House won't condemn the leak. Instead, they sit back and say, oh, isn't that interesting? You're just passionate, as Nancy.
Yeah. What a bunch of garbage that is. So we have a leak in the Supreme Court. That 1,000, I don't care how much money you have to spend. You have to get your arms around who leaked that out. They need to be prosecuted. They need to be put in jail forever. That's a big deal. Now we're compromising the courts. Now these people are standing out in front of judges' houses trying to intimidate them. What's that? What these Democrats, and again, here's why they do it. You know why? Because when the Republicans get power back, they never use it. Right? You guys did a show on abortion, not to turn it into an abortion show, but, the misconception here is that, well, no more abortions. No, it's not true. The states that want abortions, pushing it on a state level, okay, New York State, is that nothing is going to change in New York, folks.
Right.
Nothing is going to change. Abort away. abort away. You can, in New York, you can abort right up until birth now. No, no problems there. In Florida, probably going to change.
And I think I said this yesterday with Stefan. I think one of the biggest issues I have with it, forget what side you're on. You agree with it or you don't agree with it. There's videos out there right now of people cheering on abortion like it's their team winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
It's unacceptable.
Sick.
It's not a winning event, right? It's a very private event, personally. If you want to do it, like you said, do what you got to do. I don't believe in it. I wouldn't do it personally. If that's what you want to do when you're in a state that you can't.
I am absolutely pro-life, 100%.
I don't believe in it either.
But the misconception right now is that this leak has said nobody can get an abortion.
Right.
In the Democrat states that like to abort people all the way up until birth, you can still do that. You win. You're winning.
And if that's the choice you make and that's private to you and your family or you, so be it. But do not go out there and cheer it on like it's your team winning the Super Bowl, because that to me is as sick as it gets. And there's so many videos of that recently.
Right. Yep. Pelosi says, as Jen Psaki said, listen, these thugs have no business at the private homes of any government officials, these Supreme Court justices or anyone else. These thugs who dox the justices should be embarrassed and ashamed. And by the way, these are the same thugs that are firebombing pro-life outlets. These are the same thugs that are going into churches, disturbing churches. They hate faith. They hate God. They hate the Catholic Church. And it is disgusting to see Joe Biden and the entirety of the Democratic Party turn a blind eye. What we're seeing, Sean, is a replay of 2020, a replay of the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa riots.
Yep.
And in this instance, once again, they're putting politics above everything else, including people's lives. And these radicals are inviting violence directed at our judiciary and directed at the rule of law.
All while saying, well, if you're a Trump supporter, you're a racist, a hater, you're the one who's violent. No way. Nobody's going to buy it, by the way, in November. The Republicans are going to win in a landslide. Yeah. But of course, what do? We send spineless Republicans back into office, spineless. And they can't figure out. Remember McCain? I'm going to go down on Obamacare. You know, that's what crushes that party, crushes it.
And I want to read a response, too. This was on MSNBC yesterday. I sent you guys the video last night, but we don't have to play the video. I can just read it. This is the commentary on MSNBC about the draft, the Supreme Court leak. I would like to find out who the leaker is so I can make sweet love to that person, because that person is a hero. She's not done, though. Hold on a second. Yeah,
breaking the law.
This is Lori Kilmartin from MSNBC.
Just fine. They reward losers. That's what the Democrat Party is all about. Reward losers and steal your money. Reward losers, steal your money.
But it gets better, Mike. A lot of people are saying that the leaker could be a conservative. If the leaker is a Republican, and if I get pregnant during our lovemaking, I will joyfully abort our fetus. That's on MSNBC. And the panel laughs and thinks it's funny. Again, we're putting this abortion on a pedestal like this is the way of life.
Right.
It's not.
No.
It's not okay.
No.
The answer is not to just, I get pregnant, oh, it's a form of birth control. Let me just abort the kid.
Yep.
That's not the answer.
Yep. Nah, disgusting, folks. By the way, this segment brought to you by Financial Guys Medicare team. Turning 65, you need to think of the Financial Guys. So use our team as a resource. I got to pick the right plan, folks. So you only get one chance to do it. If you mess it up, by the way, if you mess up your Medicare and you don't pick the right option, you're just not sure, you're unprepared, there's a penalty for life. Can't get out of it. Can't get out of it.
Which seems just outrageous.
833-FIN-GUYS, by the way, if you need our help. And don't forget about this guy, Home and Auto. Give him 14 minutes. Let him shop over 25 companies. A lot of folks are using him now, of course, because it's that time of year when it comes to boats, RVs, jet skis, your second home, by the way. Yep. Still people, you know, trying to escape communism here in New York State and buying second homes down in Florida. We can help. And, of course, you business owners love to deal with you. Most of you think like us. Use our team as a resource when it comes to insuring your warehouses, your businesses. We can also shop to help save you money. So make sure you take advantage of that.
Yep. And I want to say one thing on that. We saw a stat recently, 40% of people underinsure their properties, whether that's business or personal residence. 40% of people are underinsured on what they need.
Didn't you have somebody the other day, $700,000 underinsured?
Yeah.
$700,000 underinsured.
Yeah.
And most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, I see you can actually still save people money, but actually give them the right coverage.
Yeah, and I think now more than ever, we talk about this on the radio show all the time, but now more than ever, too, with inflation, with labor, with whatever, you know, whatever's causing all of these things to go up, whether, again, inflation, labor, politics, whatever that is, people are super, super, super underinsured right now because they don't know any better. It's not their fault.
Yeah.
It's just things are changing so quickly that you got to make sure you have an eye on it every year to make sure you're where you need to be.
You're from, number one, from a cost standpoint, from a business owner standpoint, it's usually the last thing you want to deal with.
Yep.
Like, oh gosh, I'm selling widgets. I'm out there. I'm grinding. I just can't, you know, last thing you want to do. But one accident happens and you're underinsured and it's going to cost you, right? Yep. So number one. Number two, even from a cost standpoint, shop the thing.
Yep.
You know, hey, look at, you're working hard. You're talking about inflation. Let's put some of money back into your pocket. If you can save $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 a year, or in some of these cases, it's commercial policies, $5,000-$10,000 a year.
Yep.
Why would you not do that?
Yep. Right?
Big deal.
And you said like a warehouse. I mean, look at our building here. If this building burnt down, we have a problem. This is where we come to work every day, right? What are we going to do for 12 months or 6 months while it gets rebuilt? You got to think like that because we see these things happen all the time and it's scary.
Yeah, Glenn and I still have a mortgage on, so we definitely got
That is true. That is true.
So we'll go back. I got to talk a little bit about this. Biden administration sneaks unlawful immigration benefits in the Ukraine aid request. It doesn't matter what they do. They've done this forever, by the way, right? These sneaky Democrats, they sneak in. So I'll never forget. This was a bunch of years ago. It was under Obama, and it was the Great Lakes cleanup bill. And it was all about cleaning up the Great Lakes. And, of course, some of the Republicans said, we're not voting for it. But when you actually looked at it, it was less than 10% of the money was actually designated in that bill to help clean up the Great Lakes. Much of that bill was all welfare, free handouts, you know, garbage that they sneak in there, right? But of course, they title it real fan. It's what they're good at, by the way, right? They're really good at. This is how you get good at taking other people's money, is you bundle it, you package it the right way. Oh, you don't like the Great Lakes. Oh, you'd like to see those, you nasty, filthy Republicans who don't want to clean up the Great Lakes. No, I'd be all for it if the bill, I'm not saying I would, but I think, you know, hey, look, if 100% of the money went to clean up the Great Lakes, I think it would be a better argument. Yep. But when less than 10% is going to clean it up, it's the same thing. Biden administration sneaks unlawful immigration benefits into the Ukraine aid request. So blanket immigration provisions for Ukrainians, Afghans, and Russians. And here's the big thing that stood out to me. Okay, Biden's supplemental request additionally includes opportunistic provisions placing Afghans and speeding up the pathway to citizenship through green cards, with close to 80,000 largely unvetted, Afghans having been evacuated to the U.S. in the mid-2021 due to Biden's abrupt departure from their country. So the debacle in Afghanistan, 80,000 of these people unvetted. Could some of them be gang members? Could some of them be terrorists? Of course they could, right? But by the way, I'll go out of prediction. Are some of them? Yes. 80,000 of these people unvented coming from Afghan. So instead of now going back and trying to really vet these people, well, we're just going to give them a green card. Probably good people. Let's let them in.
Brain dead. I think, you know, Sheriff Daniels that Mike and I have had the chance to interview, which has been great, hearing his numbers about truly what's going on in immigration is just horrifying.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of getaways every month. You know, hundreds of thousands of people that they see on cameras that they can't find, right? Yeah. I mean, terrorists. They said 164 countries have walked up our southern border. 164 countries.
Many of them terrorists and many of them MS-13 gang members.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
And I got in an argument the other day on Twitter with somebody because I commented on something and said something about the border, and the response was, oh, yeah, because Trump's wall really worked. And I responded back.
Yeah, it did.
But what actually did, if you look at the numbers, because the Trump administration didn't have hundreds of thousands of people a month getting over.
No, that's right.
It didn't work that way.
That's right.
So, yeah, it did work.
And to your point with Sheriff Daniels, and if you have the chance, by the way, go back and listen to some of these TFG truths. But he talks about, you know, the actual people patrolling the border, right? Not Kamala Harris, who's never been there, or Joe Biden, who doesn't know where he is. If you actually talk to the agents, a real novel idea, right? To talk to the people who are protecting our border, they will 1,000% tell you that those walls are working. They're funneling people into the areas where the walls are not, which means that they can take more resources, concentrate them there, and catch these people, right? All for legal immigration, not illegal. legal immigration. Legal immigration means these people should be vetted. They should learn English. They should be a very, very productive member of our society. Not an MS-13 gang member that walks across the border. Again, fentanyl cases just out of control in this country right now. Drug overdoses, which is really a shame. I've got two daughters, and every day I just pray for the fact that they don't ever get caught up in some of that mess. I've had relatives that have been 22 years old, dead from a fentanyl overdose, right? Did some heroin, and there was fentanyl mixed in it. You know, who's responsible for that? Well, I got to tell you who's responsible. You Democrats are responsible for that. You're the ones that think this is a good idea, that this stuff should just stroll right over the border, right? Fentanyl, you can have enough. My cell phone here, if this was filled with fentanyl, it could kill millions of people. Millions of people.
And Mike, you know my family history. I had two brothers that have since passed away because of drug addiction and drug issues.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so passionate about the border. It's one of my biggest talking points. I had this conversation with actually a liberal-minded person. He said, "What is one of your biggest issues?" And I said, "That friggin' border."
Yeah.
Why? And forget just one of the issues. It's not just drugs. It's not just illegal immigrants coming through. It's not just bad people. It's all of it. When you break it down, drugs. It's rapists. There are some good people, absolutely.
Yeah.
But those good people, by the way, are taking the jobs of the American citizen. Well, that's the other problem.
And there's slugs in there, right? Are there good people? I'm sure there's good people. Yeah. Get in the country legally.
Yeah.
By the way, if we want to save the world, we don't have enough room to do that.
Yeah.
So if we want to take everybody and bring them here, it's literally a pimple on a cow's ass.
Yeah.
Of what we could fit. So if we destroyed every part of America, we brought them in and built homes for everybody, it would look like nothing. We can't do that. We just physically can't fit these people in. They need to fix their own backyards, right? Letting them in here and destroying our country isn't going to help them fix theirs.
And again, I think the biggest thing to stress there, even if really, really great people come in, it's still not working for us. We need to, and I'm saying illegally come in.
Yeah.
If they come in legally and we can contain that, great. But illegal immigration doesn't work. You don't know who's coming in, good or bad. You don't know where they're going. You don't know what they're bringing. You don't know what their background is. I mean, I always say this. It took me 18 months to get a gun in New York State.
Yeah.
Walk across the border, no big deal.
Yeah, they don't care about any of that. Proof was during COVID, all of us were supposed to be saran wrapped up, you know, our face, our body from COVID. But yet these people walking across the border, somehow they didn't have COVID. They were just fine to walk through. This is all about votes. It's all about power. It's all about them retaining power. Glenn says it all the time, spot on. They don't give a crap what they're in charge of. They don't.
Yeah.
You can look at any major city, Pickett, Chicago, Philadelphia. Any major city, New York City now, crap, right? Heroin needles in the street, people, feces in the street, just a disgusting place to be, right? Zombies walking around with their drug addicted, but they don't care. They're in charge of it,
right? Did you see
that? And they're making money off of it. Mayor Lightfoot, she can walk away with millions of dollars, millions, and she's fine. She's fine. The city she's running, a piece of crap, falling apart. Doesn't care.
Did you see those recent videos of Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah.
It's like an apocalyptic movie out there. It is horrifying.
Yeah. Environmentally friendly, though, because all the garbage and the trash that they leave, apparently that's just fine. Right?
It's cardboard. It recycles.
Yeah. What a joke. I do want to touch a little bit on the market here. Stock market's obviously been very, very volatile. And I got to tell you, you got to be really careful because there's a lot of negativity out there. We've got inflation. We've got corporate earnings that have been readjusted, right? We're talking about not finding labor or all this stuff. Here's where the market becomes very tricky. The stock market is a little bit of a separate animal, and it's going to sort of work through some of this stuff. I was talking to my brother-in-law the other day, and he's in the car industry, and he was telling me that his model, I won't say what company it is, but his model, they typically work on about 20 to 25% labor cost. He said they're doing more numbers, so they're about 20% ahead this year than they were last year, and their labor costs are coming in 11%. And, of course, you dummies on the left will say, well, they're grinding people. No, it's because he can't hire anybody, right? So he's trying. He's begging people to come to work, but he can't, right? So now he's there 7 days a week, stressed out, right?
Yep.
Labor costs are way down. Well, what does that benefit? Well, it's ultimately going to benefit stock prices at some point. And then the other side, and I predicted this 2 years ago, and this is going to continue to play itself out here. The ramp up in technology will be something that you have never seen before in the next 5 years. Business owners are not going to take this on the chin. They're not just going to say, oh, Joe Biden wanted $30 an hour to be a greeter at Walmart. Okay, we'll do that, right? Oh, Joe Biden thinks it's a good idea for $40 for a cashier. You will walk through a grocery store. Everything you put in a cart will be priced. You'll walk out that grocery store. You'll flip your card or whatever vehicle we're using, your phone, and you'll walk out. There will be very little cashiers, right? There'll be some tech people, maybe a little security. That cart will ultimately be the reader of everything. You'll walk through. You'll go to Tim Hortons or one of these Dunkin' Donuts, right? It will be a vending machine. You'll be talking through the speaker. Hi, Betty. How's your morning? Wonderful. How can I help you? It will be a computer. It will be all AI technology. There'll be a tech person that's running that whole thing. That tech person's going to make a lot of money in the store, but they will not have to worry about Betsy not showing up for work or Rick taking a cigarette break. Guess what? Minimum wage could be $40 at that point. It could be $50. There'll be none of those jobs left to actually grab one.
Before you even went down that road, I just wrote down, we wonder why businesses want robots, because they don't bitch and moan to you. They show up on time.
You have to.
They don't quit.
You have to at this point.
No doubt.
You have to at this point. My brother-in-law's model down to 11% labor cost because he can't hire. They have to do something. Yep. They can't just say, all right, do we go to 7? Do we get nobody left to hire? Okay, great. We'll have robots, right? The profit margin zone. This is where you got to be careful about the stock market. If you look at the stock market over the last 100 years, if you miss 17 of the best days, your rate of return goes from being something like in the S&P 500, 7 or 8% per year down to negative just by missing the top 17 days. Every one of those 17 days came in a recession. Every one of those 17 days happened when you least expected it, where the market all of a sudden rallied and started to pre-anticipate better days. Is pre-anticipating better days November? And by the way, doesn't mean you sit around until November. That's what people will do, right? The market is a very, very crazy animal and can turn on a dime. You've got to be careful of that. I do think you can make subtle adjustments along the way. And most of our models are balanced. We're well-diversified. And we're making subtle just adjustments along the way. In fact, Mike Zimmer and his team, our traders, were doing rebalancing on Monday. Stock market was down 1,000 points, just trying to rebalance and take advantage of some of that volatility. So I would encourage you, from a money management standpoint, to not freak out. I know that's not easy to do. Stocks have been hammered. Many stocks have been hammered. Many sectors have been hammered. But you got to take a step back. Don't wait till things get better. And that's what people will do. They'll wait until things get better. And that's how investors get hurt long term. Make your subtle adjustments. Make your subtle changes. Take advantage of this volatility. If things get a little worse, take advantage of it again. But don't make panic decisions. They never work.
Here's one question I have on this same topic. So you talked about minimum wage before. My question to any liberal politicians out there or liberals in general out there, if we went from $15 to $30 an hour for minimum wage, do they really go back to work?
No.
I don't think so.
No. Well, first of all, and we've already seen that, right? We've gone through this. If you look at what happened, people ask me, what exactly happened? How did we get here? Well, number one, we decreased the supply of fuel. That's really easy. Doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure that out. Fuel prices started to go up. Okay, but how did labor costs go up? Well, part of it is you got to bring your product somewhere, right? Yeah. So now you're paying more for that. Okay, but it's got to be more than that. It is more than that. During COVID, and I'll give you an example. This is a true story. Coffee shop that we know owns a few different restaurants. I said, boy, you guys never really got hurt during COVID. And he said, what are you talking about? He said, Mike, the first few months of COVID, nobody went out and did anything. And I started to think back. I said, you know, what's funny is in March of 2009, the 2 weeks to flatten the curve, I remember about 2 weeks, 3 weeks after that, somewhere in that block, right? I remember driving down Transit Road to come to this office. Yep. And I remember thinking, holy cow, this is really weird. It was like a Tuesday or Wednesday morning. Nobody's out. Nobody's out. Nobody's out. We were the only office open, I think, in the whole state, right? And I'm driving to work thinking, this is crazy. And he goes, well, we did that too. He said, you know, nobody was going to the coffee shops. They weren't doing anything. And we had to lay people off. And then all of a sudden, a few months later, we weren't allowed to get to go out and have a dinner with our family, God forbid. The restaurants were still closed, but a lot of the coffee shops started to open back up. And of course, they said, no dining. You can get COVID in here, but you can go through our drive-thru. And the line started to come back. And he said, oh, thankfully, I could see these lines forming and I could see business coming back. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is great. And then he went and called his employees and he said, hey, I want you to come back. This is really good news. Business is starting to pick up. And they said, yeah, I don't think so. We're collecting $900 a week to stay home.
This is not good news.
Well, what do you mean? That's not going to last forever. No, but it's going to last for a while. And I'm just going to sit here and collect $900 a week. And I'll probably do some things on the side, maybe cut some trees down or you know, do some stuff on the side to, you know, shovel some driveways or whatever. Cash. I don't want to pay taxes. No, but I'm not coming back. Well, what if I went from $400 to $500? Nah, I don't think so. It's not enough.
Still good.
I'm still collecting $900. So all of a sudden, you started to see it go from 12 to 13 to 50, trying to entice these people back to work, right? That absolutely crushed our system. I mean, I'm not looking backwards and saying this was a dumb idea. We said it from day one. That was a dumb idea. I mean, you start paying people $900 a week. Some of these people that were making $150, $250 a week just to sit at home. I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, I'm going to replace your income or 60% of your income or 70%. To say, I'm going to pay you this exorbitant amount of money over and beyond what you're already collecting. You just sit at home and then come back to work for a lesser pay. And that was the whole foundation of rising prices, and it shoots through the system everywhere. If you walk into a grocery store and they now have to pay $900 a week as opposed to $400 a week, you better believe that the cost of milk and cookies and everything in a store is going up around.
Well, that's the amazing part that they don't understand. Like, yes, okay, great. So let's increase wages. Let's make them $100 an hour. Okay, but that's not – like the business owner can't just survive, and everybody thinks businesses run on these like 100% margins. Yeah. It doesn't happen.
No, these are delusional Democrats, I think, and they're the dummy Dems. That's what we're going to call it, the dummy Dems. These dummy Dems, they think every business is profitable. Every business person is it's a privilege to own a business. None of them actually have ever gotten up before 9 o'clock in the morning to actually take a risk to put any of this stuff together. They have no – clue. Many of these businesses are operating at 7%, 6% margins. I mean, barely making it. And I remember Glenn and I used to own some Subways. I always talk about the Subway stories. But I think it's a good model to really understand. Yep. And I remember the one day we had, I don't know if you remember this, Subway used to have this Subway Tuesday deal where it was, I forget, 2 footlongs for $5 at the time or something. But we had a line out the door, and one of my buddies said, oh, my gosh, you must be clearing up there. And I thought, oh, my God, you have no clue.
Yeah,
no
we're
clue.
Actually losing.
We were about break even at that point, right? But we were paying down some debt at that point on the location. We were about break even. The Tuesdays were a break even thing for sure, because it was just to get your name out there. That day you were hoping to sell a lot of product, but get your name out there, break even, so people knew you were there. But I just thought, totally just economically illiterate when it comes to how much you actually have to do. And then you can do all that stuff and people can rob you. And now, by the way, they don't even go to jail for it.
It's sad.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, folks. We'll wrap it up here. By the way, things to look for. This is Tuesday morning. Biden to outline plan to tackle inflation. I can't wait to see what this is. This is more crap. It's more garbage, more fluff. You want to tackle inflation? Open up our oil supplies. Let our boys drill for oil. They can do it safely. I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. Go to ExxonMobil and say, we're going to let you drill more oil, but you got to plant trees. It'll be a win-win for everybody, and they'll get this stuff going, and you'll get prices flowing again, you know, in a better direction.
And I'm just reading this headline real quick, too. How about the unifier in chief throwing out every Trump voter under the bus last week? You know, calling them MAGA extremists or whatever the word he used.
I mean, everything they are. These abortion folks are lining up to burn down cities, and they're not the problem at all.
No, not the problem at all.
Trump voters. A leak from the Supreme Court, not a problem at all. But you got invited in by the FBI on January 6th. You're an insurrectionist.
Right. Or even worse, you voted for Trump. Yeah. You are a horrible human.
You're a racist.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah, yeah. The girls from The View pointed that out the other day. Yes. If you're a Republican, you can't be black and be a Republican. That's disgusting.
You can't be Latino either, by the way.
No, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
You can't be Latino.
I can't think for yourself. No, no. You think what they think. If that's not good, then too bad. Yep. All right. Don't forget, give this guy 14 minutes and his team. Give him 14 minutes. Let him shop over 25 companies to save you money when it comes to your home and auto. If you're worried about the market volatility and you want to put together a solid plan, we'll walk you through our homework process. 833-FIN-GUYS, chartered financial analysts, registered investment advisors, certified financial planners. We can help you. And don't forget about our Medicare team. If you're turning 65, you need to think of the financial guys, and we'll help you. Independent, AHIP certified Medicare reps. All right. On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, make sure you check us out on all our social media platforms. Give us the thumbs up. We need conservative talk out there, folks, and we need you to support us. God bless, and we'll see you next week.